right.
You're going to fucking do it, aren't you, Jose? Sorry. I don't know why Jose came
up. I have a way I want to open up the podcast.
What's up, everybody? No, testing.
I was going full blown testing.
I just want to open up the podcast one time like this.
Full blown.
All right, ready?
Blisters.
Wait, so do you want me to stop and start? Or?
No, we can just keep going.
Okay.
Hold on, give me one second.
Hold on, I'm getting no reception.
No reception.
Wait, hold on.
It's not even recording.
It probably isn't.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Never meant to make it. All right, my check. All right,
my check, my check.
We're good to fucking go, guys. Jay, introduce that shit.
I'm good. Is it receiving good?
Yeah.
Can we restart it? Because that took like 20 minutes already. My name is Jay Amore, and I'm a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. Over to my right is Richie Rich, and he's 6'3", and you can't teach that. And over to my left is David Martinez, and he's hot as hell, and you can't teach that. How you doing?
Damn! That's fucking epic right there.
You got my height wrong, but that's cool.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2". I'm 6'2".
Hey, he gave you a flavor, man! Big Cass is 6'9". They give him 2-3 more inches. Bro, it's a big difference, but you're getting one.
Yeah. That's a pretty good intro.
Just delete it.
No, it was good. It was not that bad.
And I got one word to describe you.
All of the podcasts out there.
SAWFT. Soft. Now let's bring this shit in, guys. Welcome to the Slightly Overrated Podcast.
Episode 29.
I forgot. I was episode 29, guys. Thank you very
inconsistent.
Much. Yeah, sorry about that. There's been a lot of things going on lately.
A lot of things.
But
going on.
Getting back to it.
I
honestly just didn't feel like driving most of the time. But we're gonna make it work. We're gonna make it happen.
Work.
We got a couple.
Last week we actually had an excuse. Well, yeah, we had multiple excuses.
Rich's birthday.
It's my birthday,
His golden birthday, so he got a golden shower and a golden birthday. So
yes. Very nice.
Do you know what a golden shower is?
Unfortunately, I do.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know?
No.
You want to show me?
You want
David to show you?
No.
David can show you.
Golden justice? It's basically when someone pisses all over you and you open your mouth and drink it.
Jaws of justice! You're going to R. Kelly me, is that what you're saying?
I'm in the closet. I'll pee on you.
But we got some exciting things going on. I believe this will be the first episode on our website.
Not yet. I'm actually going to another website. We're gonna probably leave Weebly. The only reason being is because Squarespace lets you customize your mobile one, unlike where Weebly just forces it on there, like the header image.
Sorry.
I'm listening.
So different header images.
Yeah, okay. So you could definitely, there's more customization on the mobile part of it. So that way our header doesn't say outrated guest.
It sounded like you were going to say Barack Obama for some reason.
Hey, that's what it is, man.
Barack Obama.
Okay, well, that sounds good. We'll let you guys.
I'm off tomorrow, so I'm going to do that.
Junior off on a weekday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're
different
going.
Work schedule.
Get drunk. But, anyways, guys.
Baseball helmet loaded with nachos.
we'll get that up and going as soon as possible, but you can still find us at SoundCloud.com. I'm talking like Enzo. How you doing?
After concussion.
That's too soon. SoundCloud.com/slightly overrated podcast.
And you can also, please, if you don't already do, go give us a like on Facebook.com/slightly overrated podcast.
You can also follow us on Twitter at SOP Oddcast, ODCAST _. That's SO Podcast. Bruh.
Dude, oh, my bad. Come on.
Bro.
That force touch. And then just make sure to like us on Facebook at Slightly Overrated Podcast. Did you say it already?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Were you distracting
me? And you
me?
Can't teach that.
All right, guys.
How you doing?
How you doing, first of all? And let's get into this.
With some sports.
Motherfucking sports.
Sports?
What's wrong?
Why'd he stop?
I don't know. Probably. But we're just going to go ahead and talk some basketball. We're talking basketball.
NBA playoffs have been in full effect. Already on to the second round. We got Heat versus the Raptors. Heat are up 1-0.
That overtime thriller yesterday. Not
Did you
really.
See that half-court shot by Lowry? The tie.
His, like, third shot of the game, yeah.
It was garbage.
I heard Drake saw it from his six.
He saw it from the views.
From the views?
Dude, though, Toronto is, like, really high this year. Like, they had people all outside the stadium.
Dude.
Just, like, lined up.
Oh, seriously? Nuts,
yeah.
Dude, they're out there like if this is the freaking finals.
Yeah. Was it just because of Drake or because of Toronto basketball?
No, this
basketball?
Is because it's Toronto. Toronto basketball.
Speaking of the Heat, Chris Bosh is going to miss the rest of the playoffs with the blood clots in his knee. Or leg calf.
I thought they said they're not there anymore.
No, it's something that's been bought that has kept them out since the All-Star break.
They're going to hold them out.
I feel bad for him because he really wants to come back, and he's a really good player. He's eventually going to go into the Hall of Fame. And
he's got two rings.
Man, if they could... if he were to come back, I think they could...
go back to the Raptors?
No.
Dude, it would have been a really good reunion for
him. It would be, but I think he's just... he's evolved as a player to where he wouldn't fit their style right now. But I think that if he were playing, the Miami Heat would have never struggled against the Hornets. Come on.
Remember
those
when
baby
dreads?
He was just
I'm
head.
So glad he doesn't have.
But I think if Bosch was there, they would have been the East team to beat.
Yeah. I could see them taking on the...
well, other than the Cavs, but...
No, I
think they're better than the Cavs.
Stop it.
Whiteside would just punch LeBron straight in the jaw.
Dude, I hope Whiteside comes to the Bulls. Other Eastern Conference teams remaining are the Hawks and the Cavs. Cavs currently are up 1-0.
Playing tonight, actually.
Playing Remy Meow.
Meow, meow, meow. You want a meow, 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 meow.
Out of the West, Blazers down 0-2 against the Warriors. The Blazers were up 11 points entering the fourth quarter and only scored 12.
And let the Warriors score, what, 34?
Yeah.
Man, the Warriors, even without Curry, are amazing.
So here's my question to you guys. Do they need Steph Curry for the series?
No. Let him rest.
I don't think they'll sweep, but it'll be done in five.
I could say Warriors in five without Curry.
Yeah. Because it's going back to Portland, and they have some sort of edge.
Going back.
I got one word for Portland. S-A-W. F-T soft.
Thunder tied it up against the Spurs 1-1. That's probably going to be the best matchup of this round.
96-97, right?
Yeah,
that game 2 drama.
We could say that.
All right, so was that a foul on Deion Waiters on Ginobili?
Yes.
On the throw-in?
Yes.
And then did
there
you
were
see
multiple all, ones.
There was multiple contact.
Oh, Big Poppy back! Motherfucker.
Alright, now he's gonna sit out tomorrow.
Damn,
that, right?
2-run homer?
Yeah.
Fucking real dumb.
Sorry, the Red Sox and White Sox are going. Beep. Big Poppy with a 2-run homer. 3-2. Boston Red Sox are up on the Chicago White
Damn,
Sox.
Damn, they got the Poppy signs in Chicago.
It's his last game in Chicago.
Fuck? Is it really?
Yeah, he's retired.
Yeah, this is his last series with the Chicago White Sox.
That's what he gets for.
Go back to Boston.
So you guys were attributing this game to Danks. Question about the Thunder. If the Thunder lose this series to the Hawks, to the Spurs, which there's like a 90% chance, do you think KD will be done in Oklahoma?
No, I think they're going to be offering him all the money.
I think he might do the LeBron thing, go 1 year, do a 2-year deal with a 1-year player option.
Yeah, then they have. I honestly think they would choose Durant over Westbrook.
Go with that.
I probably would too.
Go with that.
But
I like Westbrook.
Yeah, but you look at what Westbrook is doing. He's gonna wear himself out.
Nah.
He's one injury away. I mean, he had an ACL tear. Came back stronger. So he's the AP of basketball.
Hell yeah.
He didn't even answer the question.
Right.
But yeah, it's gonna be a tough. I could see this going 6, maybe even 7.
Spurs. Me too. I agree with you, sire.
Monsieur. A little bit of news. Big news here. Lakers are willing to trade multiple draft picks for Paul George.
Ew.
Yeah, well, I like Paul George.
David tweeted, Bleacher Report tweeted a picture of Paul George in a Laker uniform.
Sexy.
Real nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Fit his color complexion. Real good.
Real, real good.
Because you know how they tweet those pictures with people in different uniforms and he's like, no.
Like Melo in the Bulls uniform looked amazing.
He did. Or even Dwight Howard in the Bulls
uniform. No.
Howard, yeah.
No.
Hassan, why are you always lying? Pau Gasol interested in joining the Spurs.
Fuck him.
As a backup.
Seriously? Hey, I'd go to the Spurs as a backup.
Hell yeah.
Ride that bench to the fucking finals.
The Kings are also reportedly considering trading DeMarcus Cousins.
Fuck him.
To who?
Unless he comes to the Bulls.
I think they're just...
Please, Bulls. Please.
They're waiting to see
the
offers. We'll send them Derrick Rose.
Oh, man. Stay on topic.
Right, sorry, he just got thrown a ball at his face.
Turn it off.
Did we mention last week that Tom Thibodeau joined
Timberwolves? Yes, we did.
Last week?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. Because that's when you brought up his chin. Or that picture of him when he was younger.
So yeah, that's all I got on basketball.
That's it.
Richard's internet.
Getting juicy with it.
Time for some bass. There's a bird getting choked.
Can I get a replay?
Can I get an aim?
Yeah, as we mentioned, the Sox are playing right now. They hosted Jose Abreu with a no-doubt homer.
No doubt homers. White Sox 20-6.
Top two teams in baseball.
Top. Yeah.
In baseball.
In league. In record.
Yes.
Cubs are have 8th place ERA, and the White Sox are in 3rd with a 2.59 ERA.
Dude, how are the Cubs 13-3 on the road?
I could give you one reason for that.
Not those.
Below 500 teams. Call me wrong.
Come on, man. He's mad now. Look at
the Brewers, the Reds.
Just stop. Stop.
I've heard this.
Argument.
It's complete fucking fake.
And we're 19-8.
It's not my fault we get rained out here in Chicago.
And then number 3, Blue Jays.
I'm pretty sure the Cubs.
Who's up the Blue
Jays? No, not top hitting team.
Oh, wait.
American League. Blue Jay.
Come on, man.
What?
What is he doing? Oh, he's shit. He's crazy.
That's really good. John Tanks is not one of them.
Bet.
Wow.
Bet. That's my vibration. Number 2 is Jake Arrieta.
Yeah. Yep.
Hamill at number 4 with a 1.24.
Yeah, buddy.
Quintana with a 1.48 at number 6. Lester the Molesta at 1.58 at number 9. Chris motherfucker and Latos in at number 13 with a
1.84. Sorry, there's a picture of Wiz Khalifa falling.
Oh, he fell, so because he deserves that
on his head.
He's a fucking idiot. Just hope.
All right, guys. Anything else in the baseball news?
Moby.
Sox are really high on the contending list.
Whoop!
Because they got rid of John Tanks.
10-year vet.
Didn't get rid of his money, though.
No. Is he still owed, like, 17?
He made $14 million this year.
It's okay. We got rid of Adam Larsh's money.
It's okay. There's the $13 million.
His son finally went back to school.
Finally!
The Sox like giving money
Daddy to the releasing players.
Wait, so did you guys see? So last week was Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
Oh, God.
Where? Adam LaRoche, a fucking troll, sends out a Twitter message saying, don't forget to bring your kids to work.
That's a class act right there.
That's fantastic.
Fucking troll.
That's awesome.
He loves himself.
He's rich anyways. I mean, he owns a fucking organic meat company. And for 4 ribeyes was like $200.
Come on.
For 4 ribeyes.
So the Sox and Cubs are on pace to win 100 games.
Woo-hoo!
Who's more likely to do so?
Cubs.
The Nationals.
I'm just saying Cubs because they
play. No, sorry.
I'm just saying Cubs because they play in the National League.
Oh, my goodness. Even though the National League has the most runs or more runs scored than the AL this year.
They don't have pitching.
Yes, they do. No. Arrieta, that's all.
Oh, he's on your team.
I can name two. Arrieta, Kershaw.
Bumgarner.
He has not been good this year.
Come on.
He has not been
good. Nobody's a good
name. Still, he's still crushing the ball, too. I think
NL after pitchers, he gives up three runs.
Oh, my goodness. That's all that counts.
No, it doesn't, Richie.
I wonder, can you imagine if, like, they had a stat for the ERA? If, like, they give up three runs, and then the pitcher hits a home run, would that, like...
would it counterbalance right. each other?
I think that would be pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
Except with AL wouldn't have that advantage.
No, but it would be a nice...
That's why you just make it even, stupid MLB.
You know you wish you guys could have a DH, because that's why Kyle Schwarber wouldn't be in the fucking outfield. And
although it's paying off that it's not, because all the Cubs pitchers are, like, positive. Except Lester.
Lester can't even throw to first base.
Bro, he can only throw it when it's
that,
mitts.
That really bothers me.
I don't understand. He's that a left-handed really... pitcher. You could throw to first. You're using your dominant hand to throw over there. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I don't think anything has ever bothered me more than that. Fucking bothers me. Dodgers suspend Arubarrena, however the fuck you say his name.
Are you not Cuban?
I'm not fucking Cuban, man.
Are you Dominican?
Wait, how would you say how you doing in Cuban?
How you doing, man? You doing okay?
Huh? You said man.
That's all you gotta say, man.
Man.
They suspended him for not complying with his contract terms.
How much was he owed?
I don't know, but he suspended the whole rest of the season.
Oh, God!
That's so dumb. Like.
So, White Sox are down 3-2 right now. Or 3-2 right now in the Red Sox. Hopefully, Rodon could get win number two. Doesn't look like it. Cubbies sweep their rivals, Pirates.
Yeah.
They outscored them 20-5.
Yeah.
Talk about burying the National League. They're the John Cena of the National League, I'm just saying.
The Giants, come on, they're the Warriors right now, baseball.
No.
You just saw that ESPN, so you're just saying that.
I said that like a week ago.
About a week ago!
So who's Steph Curry? Don't say Jake Arrieta.
No, I would probably say Anthony Rizzo.
Okay.
He's probably their MVP this year.
He's in my book.
I was going to say something, I forgot. Oh, there's pending investigation on PEDs. MLB is about to make a statement tomorrow.
Jake Arrieta, get
please let Jake Arrieta be
you
out
guys
there.
Are terrible.
I'm just kidding.
You guys are Stephen A. Smith fans. I'm
you
sorry.
Said Sammy Sosa. It's in your cubby blood.
He wasn't steroids.
He was. He was
corked bat.
Oh, yeah, that was
bat. That was the bat was on PEDs, not Sammy Sosa.
He said he couldn't speak English to Congress. He said he doesn't know English.
I don't speak
English. After, like, what, 13 years?
I don't speak English, man.
I don't speak English,
man. No, we don't hope that Jake Arrieta gets the PED bus, but if he did...
It'd be okay with that.
If you guys suspend him
until after the crosstown series.
If you say Arrieta's going to get it, I say Jose Abreu's beefy ass is going to get it.
He's Cuban!
Yeah, they're all beefy.
So...
Show me a skinny Cuban.
Even
Alexei. That's because he was very poor.
He was very poor.
He was
now he's fucking rich.
What team is he on now?
The Padres guy.
Okay.
He should have taken less money to be with the Sox.
He should have just finished his career here.
Yeah, it was 10 years
ago. He wanted more money.
Well, he's like, I need more money, man. I'm poor. Man. I'm poor, man.
How you doing, man?
I hate you guys. I don't even know where I was going at.
That's it for you're talking about the Peds.
Oh, so hopefully Chicago players are getting busted.
MLB
for
has.
Who do you guys think will get busted?
I think a bunch of, like, quite a bit of no names. Like,
you're saying all the Hispanic players?
Yeah.
Zimmerman.
Although they did say NFL is. Some with PED with meat from Mexico or.
What? Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah.
That sounds disgusting, first of all.
All Hispanics are going to be tested positive.
Come on, that's racism.
with Mexican meat.
Well, that's racist.
I wouldn't trust Chinese meat anyways, first of all.
It was from Greek Easter. Everyone's eating that goat.
Hey, at least you had a goat.
I ate the cubs. See,
that thing was scary looking.
I ate the cubs goat.
I kept thinking of the goat. That
dirty. What'd you say to me? For baseball!
Waiting all week for some
Wednesday night. Yeah,
I was like, wait, what?
I thought we were going to do my.
There you go.
Sorry.
You don't even bring any water.
He needs some milk.
Johnny Manziel turns himself in.
Oh my goodness.
Domestic abuse to his. Did you see his mugshot? He was fucking smiling.
Yeah, he was.
What a douche.
That dude has mental problems.
That's what happened.
Because he's really fucked up.
He only got $4,000 fine and 1 year sentence to prison.
Oh my god.
He filthy rich. And then you give him, who has an opportunity to be a decent football ERA, and the judge gives him a slap on the wrist. You know, it's fucking, you know, this is basically. I agree. I would fuck up his parents. I'd be like, Judge, hold up. Johnny, let me see your parents. Yeah.
Was he an only child?
He's the only bitch.
But
Brown's time, and he wasted everyone else's time. They even gave a fuck about him.
I agree.
I wouldn't say that better off, but.
Hey, you never know. He could turn it around.
I hope so.
I was a firm believer of RG.
I still have his Washington.
Do you?
Jersey, yeah.
You gonna sell it?
I'll rock it. I'll rock it. The NFL draft was this past week.
In Chicago.
2 years. Oh, the train. Out of nowhere.
Watch out, watch out, watch out.
Los Angeles Rams traded up for number one. Select quarterback Jared Goff.
Who?
Jared Goff. What? Goff.
Sounds like
Jared Goff.
The Philadelphia Eagles also traded quarterback Carson Wentz.
Philadelphia Eagles draft. Carson Wentz.
You know who? He was demanding a trade. Didn't get his wish.
The owner said, no, he's the starter.
Like, the fuck?
I mean, granted, he was out there as a rookie, but still. And plus, he's always injured, so he's not even going to play that much.
Yeah, I just received it.
You think so?
With the number two pick? They shouldn't have traded up.
They shouldn't have traded up. They should have just stayed for Stafford. Bradford.
Who is their number one receiver?
Same person.
Jordan Matthews?
No, he's not in the Eagles anymore.
Do they still have Jordan Matthews?
Yeah. Avance on. We'll skip down to the Chicago Bears traded up two spots.
I thought he was an outside linebacker.
Oh, he was. I'm sorry.
Better be sorry. Straight from Georgia.
He could switch.
Supposedly, I don't know anything about college.
He only had 4 sacks last year.
Packers twice and get a couple sacks there. We'll skip up to number 6. The Atlanta Falcons select safety Keanu Neal.
What?
The cat.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this when you were drunk. I don't know if you remember.
And B minuses. The Rams were a C. Eagles were a C plus. So.
What are you doing? Working on your glutes.
Don't question me.
The Bears overall had overachieved on the draft.
People were giving them Bs.
Probably better than the Falcons.
Falcons. Like, you always got a one up me, man.
I'm telling you, man, this guy.
Well, Richard, who would just
why
be a fucking.
Because
he likes Mike Ryan.
Because you're Michael Vick. That's why I like the
You
Falcons.
Like beating dogs, huh?
Like, take me.
Stanley's like, you want to see the scars?
Do you want to know how
Michael Vick.
Any football news for me?
Just that Brian.
It was like the next day.
I'll walk.
You're trying
right
to
now.
Run up.
They, oh, no.
Be like, good pickup. Just like when Devin Hester went, he's so good.
Thing last year, but he's saying he's better now.
What was wrong with him?
He had head, shoulder,
knees and toes. And Falcons.
Rise up.
Rise up, yes.
I don't know. You mean rise up the...
You mean...
Shut up! They're like the WWE now.
See, you guys are fans.
Of what?
If you get close, he said boo-wah.
Oh, wow, and you said boo-boo.
And I said boo-wah. That's it. Not the Usos or Boomin Reigns. Oh,
the Usos. I hope so.
But it was respect payback to Sunday?
Yes. All right, guys. Let's talk some WWE motherfucking
payback. We're like six times.
Yeah.
Even though it's technically...
this is the PG era now.
Even,
we're always in the PG era.
A hard PG because of David. Because he's an asterisk.
PG-13.
NC-17 songs.
Must got that voice.
Peggy-13.
He must get paid millions just for that.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Talk payback.
Guys talking.
Let's go.
All right, guys. Let's break this up. We're going to talk payback. We'll move on to Richard and then one to me. Okay, Richard.
Name off the matches.
All right, so we started off with a pre-match. Kalisto versus Ryback. All right, so Dolph Ziggler ended up with a quick pin. And but Baron Corbin is a hot heel, but he has a weird body. He's like really tall, but
he's a football player.
And like Big Cass, though. That's a
bro. Big Cass looks just dumb. It's better than Roman Reigns.
He does. The second match was Kalisto versus Stage Championship again, which is
I don't have a problem with that.
Which is the worst title. I do because
kind of sound like Ryback right there. It's beating.
No, we don't have to worry about him anyway.
Don't.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say it.
See? And so we start off.
Been out of the title picture. And so I was
like, no.
Because he was jumping around so much. He dropped the mic. Oh, he pointed at it.
And he ran back.
He was too hyped.
So we. And versus the Vaudeville.
Like World Heavyweight Championship.
First, they wrestle with
that one guy with the leotard. I don't know.
Why is he wearing a leotard? Is he not chiseled? Is that?
I can't think of
it. He's the worst one. No, Aiden English is the pasty.
Yeah,
like it was going to be a really, really good match until you had some miscommunication between the brown guy and Enzo Amore was supposed to slide or go through the second rope.
Yeah.
But the way he was put, fell out, and then the brown guy ends up trying to go pick him up, but then the medical staff realized, oh, shit.
You see him like this.
He was limp.
Yeah.
And I thought...
He's trying to dab.
That's been funny. Like,
can you imagine?
When I die.
I thought he was actually messing around. I thought they were doing like a little gimmicky shit going on.
Me too at first.
When Cass came around, Cass is like...
Oh, dude, he was worried. Shit. Yeah, New Day.
They were shocked.
New Day went from like laughing to going like, oh.
He's off TV until May 21st.
Yep,
severe concussion.
He was at rounds. He had a concussion.
Yeah, they have to go through the protocol. They gotta wait a little while. But first of all, I just want to snag things going on.
He's funny, man.
Just running around. That's awesome.
He's gonna have a good.
I really don't like it, but
then he goes into like EDM.
They're bona fide dogs. Bad.
And sort of.
How you doing?
Stop. And then the next.
I would, but that's impossible. Bubba Ray, he's like, do you ever wonder why your tears roll on the back of your head? Because they're afraid to touch your ugly ass face.
The next match, was kind of rough. It was a really good match.
But hey, they got the crowd back into the pay per view.
So it's Sami Zayn, who I hate. Ooh, he's a great technical
stud and a certified
very
G.
Great technical match. Really good. It made me hate Cole even more. But it was really great.
What?
He hates Cole.
He's like, who's next for you to fight? He's like, if I could fight you, Cole, I would, but I can't.
Sami Zayn, which has lost again and probably won't win for a while.
It's okay.
He probably won't win.
Possibility.
Team SmackDown.
So yeah, so after this, you get the interviews.
Mike the Miz.
Mike the Miz and Maurice.
Kevin Owens. Come on.
PG.
Sorry. And then you had Kevin Owens. Great fucking job. I didn't think he was going to talk as much as he did. It was like complimenting JBL. Cole will ever be in the ring. He was seriously, he's like, shut up, Cole. Shut up.
I just want him to. Brian Sexton.
He's like, you interrupted my interview.
Yeah.
Shut him up, though.
He's so, like, so after the match, he asked him to come up. Get up.
You didn't ask my question.
He was really upset. So Kevin Owens, the next match. What was the next match? So you had my bae, Charlotte Flair.
I thought your bae was Natalya.
No, not anymore. And it just sounded really bad. I hate really the way bad. She was screaming. Was she selling it? She has a very deep voice for screaming. But yeah, so Charlotte versus Natty. You had Rick Fowl looking like a dick.
He did not want to be there.
He's like, fuck this, I just had cancer. Come on, guys.
But he didn't want to be there.
I'm going to bring Bret Hart. He's like, God damn it.
He puts her in a sharpshooter.
Cubs and Sox have like four aces right now.
That's fine. Let's keep it that way. Let's not jinx them.
There's three on the Sox. And I don't like Lesser, so we're not going to.
Bro, we'll give you Lesser for Rodon.
No. Shut your mouth. You already have a lefty.
We have everyone's lefties.
Does Quintana left?
Oh, four now. When we had John Danks, it was four.
Rodon got taken. Oh, my goodness. Rodon went. Oh, you caught it.
Oh, fucking. I must be behind like a while.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nice.
Chicago screw job, basically.
So stupid.
It was pretty stupid.
It was such a good match, too.
And then
then they did the
referee's nickname is Lil Nate. I never knew this, but he used to wrestle. His nickname was Lil Nate, and he was the dog for him, for Ric Flair. But the Ric Flair and Charlotte were both pinned into sharpshooters by not turn. He's
and Ric Flair was just like, come on, man.
He was, I give him credit for taking. It was a good match. I really liked it, but it was too quick. I want more technical, but I can't wait for, didn't you go to sleep like at 7 that day or something like that?
No, I saw it on Snapchat. I
had to be up at 2.
He's always lit.
I don't remember the last time I was on time.
I gotta go in at 6. I'll be there at 7.
I honestly didn't watch this match, but Dean Ambrose went over on Chris Jericho.
It kind of continued on from the Raw segments and the SmackDown segments.
Chris Jericho scarves.
$400 scarves.
$1,000 pair of shoes.
I heard it was okay, but rest in peace, Chris Jericho. He is no more with the WWE. He's going to probably.
I hope not. I hope he's done.
He just does that DDP yoga.
Dude.
So that he's going to come back and he's going to be the a good face and he's going to change.
Not. He's not the Big Show.
Deenie.
It's that big dick. I'm so.
Off track again, dude.
WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
WWE World Tag.
Of the world. But yeah, we had a pretty good match here. So the first trick was that, so there was a phenomenal elbow to the
Hispanic announcement table.
I feel bad for them. They must be pissed every single time. Like, stop breaking our.
They've got that sap.
Wow.
What?
Available in
SD. Oh, yeah. And then, so he did
the wrong. Yeah, three
decisions.
Matches.
Mm-hmm. And Roman Reigns lost all of them.
Yeah.
Well, except the third.
AJ.
The first decision ended up in a count out because AJ Styles couldn't get Roman Reigns' big ass.
The count's a money!
Shane McMahon comes out. And he comes out and says, hey, look, we're going to restart this match in the new era. And
so this time it's a no count out.
Yeah, so it was a no count out.
In the dick.
Oh, yeah. Are you watching the match? A disqualification?
No. Say, I'm a bitch. Bitch. Stop. See, my brother missed something, and that's not going to end in a no disqualification.
Hey, you don't make fun of my future.
I'm not making fun of her. That's our disqualification match. AJ.
Did, right?
Has already won two fucking Gallows and Anderson were gonna come out. And they did. And all hell broke loose because I was obviously no disqualification.
That was actually pretty good. But off of the group.
And then he does his over the top. But AJ which he looks
fucking pro at. He's like.
The phenomenal forearm.
Elbow. Or forearm. That position.
Dude, he. And then obviously, I think he missed a phenomenal forearm and took a spear, right?
Then he did his
the 450 splash.
Splash. Landed it. AJ goes for another phenomenal forearm.
Bro, those close counts were ridiculous. He's John Cena.
And all it takes is one spear.
Kicked out of the
spear. The one, like the boot. I think it's like the drive-by boot.
Did you see the one they did on the barricade? It looked like it broke Sunday.
No, they did one. They did it again on Monday.
Oh, they did.
But so yeah, good match.
It had to be the main event, to be honest with you. It was just so good. It was Roman, even though you're the champion, I'm the best that we have right now. And he kind of really showed it. Roman Reigns went to go Superman punch him, but he did the Pele kick to him in the face. Man. I was just in the phenomenal forearm. It's just amazing too. So that helps out.
All right, hit us with your worst match of the night.
On it, but I get it. I need some Becky, you know. And
I miss some Banks.
Yeah. So
is she horrible?
All right, David. Now hit us with your overall grade of Payback.
I give it a solid 7.
Hit us with your best match of the night.
I'm going to have to just piggyback off of David and say the championship match. I thought Reigns was going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought the match, but then Shane comes out, does his thing. The DQ was kind of cheesy. All hell broke loose. Kind of as predicted. But everything played off right there at the end. My worst match would have ended. You know, it's very unfortunate that Amore gets injured. Risk over reward.
So, and now hit us with your overall grade.
I would 7. Again, 7 out of 10.
Okay.
How about you?
My match of the night would go to the main event.
Jorge Amore?
Yeah. I think both...
Wait, what'd you give it? Sorry, I wasn't paying
attention. I'm talking about my matches. Oh, sorry. I think both superstars put on a great match. They put on a great show. Told a good story. And I wish AJ won, but that wasn't the case. I did get my hopes up a couple times because it did kind of look like Reigns was going to lose, like Richard said. But, yeah. Worst match of the night. I have to agree with David on the women's one because of the whole Chicago screw job. The match was supposed to be about the women, and they brought Bret Hart back, and they made it about Bret Hart. For no reason. For a guy who didn't want to be there. You know, just focus on the ladies. These ladies put so much on the line. Just let them do their job and make a good show. Overall grade, I think I'm going to agree with you guys. I probably go for 7.5. There was some good action. Obviously, one of my favorite matches also was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I'm a huge Kevin Owens fan. And seeing him work a match with Sami Zayn was great. And also with his in-ring commentary. And outside the ring commentary, I think he's, right now, I think he's like the best in the business right now. Oh, cool, thanks, guys.
I was researching, sorry.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
All right, let's move on to Monday Night Raw, guys. Let's keep it quick and speezy.
Quick and speezy, so quick update.
Oh my god, you scared
me. Not that quick, David. Sorry, David's sitting on a medicine ball. He almost fell.
No, I did fall.
Quick update. Enzo Amore did get released from the hospital the same night.
He said, how you doing?
How you doing?
He's like, I'm doing fine. Just sorry.
I think he does that a couple times, too.
He does do like a natural twitch.
And he was at Raw, but since they said he had a concussion, they didn't really want to push him out there. See what he could do. So for right now, he's just going to sit silent, like David said, until May 20th. Go ahead, David.
I didn't watch Raw.
Richard, did you?
Here and there.
Me neither. My biggest news from Raw, my guy Rusev.
Yep.
Rusev won the Battle Royal for the United States title. Now he gets a date with...
R.I.P. League of Nations.
Good. Yes.
Good, because now Rusev's getting pushed again.
R.I.P.
Which I'm pretty sure he's going to win the title and then... Oh my god.
Yes, but you're right on that, and I agree with you. John Cena's going to come back, whip the shit out of
I don't want
Rusev.
Shut up, David. He's not.
He's going to bring that shovel again.
Hey, Rusev, remember this shovel? Yes.
He told when he was banging Lonnie, he's like, I fear the shovel.
Shut up.
It's coming.
When he won the Battle Royal, he got like a Spider-Man sense. The shovel.
My shovel sense is tingling.
Fuck John Cena. Other news on Raw. Ryback was asked to be sent home. He is in contract disputes. He doesn't agree with being less paid. And he hates being put on the kickoff show. Which I agree. He was in a title match.
He's a vet, too.
This is, first WrestleMania, and now this.
And the title match should not be on the kickoff show. It should be on a main card, like it was when John Cena had it, like it was when Rusev had it.
And don't blame Ryback.
Don't blame Ryback. Don't blame Kalisto either. You know, this was one of their better matches that they had together. It's not their fault that WWE's not giving them a story.
Yeah, no, I agree. They just kind of forgot about that title, but they made up for it with that 20-man battle royale.
And then Rusev Martske.
Hey, is it me or he's looking really good? He slimmed down.
Yeah, he slimmed
down. They gave him tighter shorts.
Tighter shorts.
And Lana's back. David likes looking all shorts. Sexy and shit. And
I want Rusev to go babyface.
Oh my god, he would get such a big pop. But yeah, so good news for Ryback. Let's see. Bad news for Sami Zayn because he lost against. Oh my god, Flyback.
They call him that.
Flyback.
Flyback.
Wait, who would Who did Sami Zayn lose to? I forgot.
Huh?
He lost again?
Did he lose to Miz?
He lost against someone. Yeah, he lost to the Miz, yes. And Kevin Owens is going to get a rematch, I believe so, for the Intercontinental Championship.
I think that's going to become a fatal four-way.
With Kevin Owens winning. I actually want Cesaro to win. I think Cesaro could elevate that title.
Well, if he keeps his pants off, but he keeps on ripping them off.
What's this whole 007 theme it's he's got legit. Going? He walks out like.
Did you ever see a picture of Cesaro with hair? And it has a little eye in the background, the sniper.
He's little Jason. You crazy man.
Stephanie McMahon cancels the Ambrose Asylum.
Boo.
She killed Mitch.
Jericho murders Jericho. Mitch.
Jericho comes back for the surprise appearance.
Mister, I'm done with the WWE. You're right.
And kills Mitch.
Mitch. What did Mitch do?
He was really sad about it, too.
He was.
Basically, the Ambrose Asylum was about them not being able to trust Stephanie McMahon, saying, oh, you're going to be nice now, you know? And then he kind of got on her nerves. Jericho came out and codebreaker to Ambrose. And I think Jericho has a shovel, too. Fuck.
Bro, that codebreaker, he does it with justice.
Honestly, it looks like it hurts every single time, man.
Dude, when he did it 3 times to AJ in a row, when they were feuding, I felt him alive for him.
Bro, because he hits so hard, you know, it's just like...
He's so old and flabby, I don't know how he does it.
His pecs, they're disgusting.
They carry it.
They're disgusting.
I heard you want to look like him, dude.
If I look like that when I'm 40, I'll be happy.
I hate that he walks so stiff.
I just want to wear a scarf.
He has that Sean Payton lip thing going on, too.
He does.
Beep, beep. That's it for Raw. Raw was okay.
Yeah, Raw was okay.
So Extreme Rules?
Extreme Rules has been announced as the next pay-per-view. It's a couple matches. Yeah, I've already been decided.
AJ gets a rematch. He actually got the rematch the night of Payback. Because Shane McMahon was like, no doubt. And then it's going to be the VOD Villains versus the New Day for the Tag Team Championships. For the WWE World Tag Team Championships. And then it's going to be Charlotte versus Natty with no Ric Flair.
Woo! Did you see him when she said that? He's like... Like his fucking dog died.
I see. He just needs to get away.
Better wrestling, which I call Lucha Underground. And all right, guys, Lucha Underground results for
Johnny Mundo
versus Brock. Yeah,
because his name's Cage. Good.
And might I say, it was a fucking phenomenal one.
Don't you have his Xfinity account?
Anyways, it was Johnny Mundo versus Brian Cage in a cage match, as Jay said earlier.
What's that?
That's the that's the championship.
Can you watch it?
The one? No, you get so there's 7 medallions on there. Medallions. You have to collect 7 medallions, Junior.
I mean, if they ever sold that, my 3.
3.
Well, you need all 7 medallions. Cage goes over on Johnny Mundo. It was a great match. Johnny Mundo did all of his ends up winning with the disc. Kiss clothesline, I believe so.
Something like that.
But he's just he's fucking good. The next match,
RIP to Evan Helico, who got injured.
Yes, I was just about to get to that. So we had a trios tournament. Basically, the team of Son of Havoc and Ivelisse, or Team Havoc, as I like to call it, versus Prince Puma, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Azteca Jr. versus team elimination match for the trios Lucha Underground champion. Starts out with Dario Cueto, who is the promoter of the show. He comes out, says, look, and Helico got in. Now, he should be on the show pretty soon, but I think they finished. I think they wrapped. They well. Might. But anyway, so, and Helico's out, leaving. So I'm jealous of everything of him. Like,
he's pretty jacked.
His beard, he's jacked, and he's banging Ivelisse too. And so the first to go out is Joey Ryan and the crew. Ends up getting hit with a pin. The next group to go out, it's actually double teamed and released for the quick pin.
That sounds.
That was
episode
Richard.
14. And that then, was episode 14.
That was Cage episode 14. And then D Jr. and Dragon Azteca Jr. versus Phoenix, PJ Black, and Jack Evans. Well, Azteca Jr. probably was best in this match. He was throwing some moves I've never seen. Prince Puma would pick him up for like a powerbomb, but toss Dragon Azteca Jr. off of his shoulders onto amazing. So
sounds
we have a new
complicated.
It is. So we have a new trios championship in. It's very nice.
Noise.
Very nice.
So noise.
So it was a great match. Great match. But that was yeah. No.
Otherwise, me or Jake.
No, just keep on going.
So that's it for Lucha Underground. Now let's get into our favorite topic of them all. Video games. Richard Velasco.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How was your day off?
It's good.
Enjoy it?
Yeah.
Did you play any games today, Richard?
A little bit. I downloaded the PS free games.
Both of them?
No, not both of them. I didn't. Tropical?
Tropical.
Tropical? No, I'm not going to even try that one.
No? I don't think I might. I got it.
It's like a
Sims World.
Yeah, but with just buildings?
I don't even know. The graphics are amazing.
It's alright. I just got Tabletop Racing.
How is that?
It's pretty fun, actually.
Is it the next Rocket League?
No, it's definitely not. It's pretty good. I also downloaded God of War Ghost of Sparta.
Nice!
Free on Vita. So the Vita has been undusted, as I should say.
Did you dig it up from the backyard?
I did. It's cold and wet.
Was there some snassage on it?
There was some Stanley poop on it.
Come on, man.
I also downloaded the other free game, which I can't think of what it was called.
I don't remember.
I was playing it.
Was it an indie game?
Yeah, you're in a spaceship.
Oh, you know what? I'm right here. I got the PlayStation and I can tell you.
Yeah, you're in a spaceship and you go on tracks. Like, you keep moving on tracks. Avoid obstacles. Avoid broken tracks. I don't know why I cannot think of it.
Keep talking. What else have you been playing?
The Division. I've been on a hot streak recently. I'm at 29.
Yeah, you caught up to me.
Yep. So
I haven't played in a while, so don't feel special.
I'm about to get up to 30.
And then you're gonna be done with it.
No, I'm gonna unlock everything first, get all the trophies for finding everything, completing everything. The Platinum isn't really too difficult for that.
No, it's like a Destiny.
Yeah. There's probably like one or two that are really challenging.
I've been trying. I was going to try to get it. Let's see if I can find a Switch.
Switch. Galaxy Ultra. That's right. Pretty good. Like I said, you're in a spaceship. It's a little comic in the beginning as a story.
Okay.
Which I got bored of, so I just kind of skipped it.
Like comic book style?
Yeah.
Okay. Not comic as in funny?
No.
Okay.
It's comic book style.
I tried Dead Star last month's free game on the PS4.
I didn't even download it.
It's hard.
I just played Zombie.
Wii U Zombie. Que más? Talk to me, Papa. Talk to me, please.
Madden sucks.
High five me.
You guys, Junior, I swear to God, you need to play more often than you do. Because every time I sign on, I'm rusty.
That's fine with me.
I saw that you lost, Rich.
Yep. It's not like I'm getting blown out or anything. It's freaking one possession.
It's that one possession too many, bro.
Yeah. That's all. Oh, I finally beat Pokemon X. Or no, Y? No, I had X. So I beat that. Went through the Indigo.
Did you beat the Elite Four?
Beat the Elite Four.
Who's your strongest Pokemon?
Let's see, level 70. I have level 70. Pika Bitch? Probably Gray Ninja.
I still don't think it's fair that
there's a Pokemon called Gray Ninja.
Gray Ninja, yeah. It doesn't. It's broken. It, you don't, fully. Yeah, it's not spelled the way you think it's spelled.
You sure, bro? Gre Ninja.
But,
really? Come on.
Well, yeah, because you chose Froakie as your starter, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Bulbasaur.
I caught a Bulbasaur. I have a full Venusaur, and he's in my PC.
Penisaur?
I have weird. A Raichu. I evolved my Pikachu.
How dare you?
I went through the beginning again. I caught a Pikachu. I'm like, it's not the same.
Did you feel bad?
No.
Okay.
You forced a Thunderstorm down his throat.
Yep. I was like, eat it! He went, Pika, Raichu!
Roy!
Raichu's just on...
Roy!
Raichu's just on fucking steroids.
Yeah. It's
basically...
Fat-ass rat.
Yeah, come on, man.
What else I have? A Pyroar. That's my fire type.
That's a dog.
Yeah, Greninja is my water. I caught the Xerneas.
The
legendary?
The deer?
Yeah.
The elk. Did you download your free Pokemon this month?
No, you have to get them from GameStop.
Let's go to GameStop, bro.
I know, I should have done it when I went and reserved Uncharted 4! Which is coming out in 6 days.
Talk about that later. You shut your whore mouth.
It's coming out at 11 o'clock on Monday night.
Too bad you're going to get it on Wednesday.
Monday night.
Are you going to get it on Monday night?
I don't know, dude. I want to go to work early on Tuesday so I can just come home.
I'm just going to pick it up on Tuesday.
I'll have a game next Tuesday. Well,
damn, you can't even play next Tuesday.
Night's on 9 o'clock, so I'll be good.
You play at fucking 9 o'clock.
I'll be like, I'm busy.
Because didn't you guys go to the bar before?
Yeah.
So does that bar sponsor you?
Yeah.
So did they give Bulldog you guys free drinks?
The first week they gave us all shots, but
how do you guys know that bar?
Our captain is really good friends with the owner there.
You mean with the bar?
The bar.
That's cool. I saw it on your guys'
So yeah, we got sponsored jerseys and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
I thought that was Stanley.
Bulldog?
What's wrong with you, dude?
Same thing. I wish I had a bulldog.
I do too. Bulldog.
That's right, Stanley.
A French bulldog.
Wow. I feel bad for Stanley now.
That's all I've been playing.
Stanley, I won't take you.
I don't even
so know. Next Wednesday, I'm going to say I won't be here because I'm just going to be playing Uncharted all day.
We're going to David's house next weekend.
I'm going to be playing Uncharted all day.
You better fucking go.
I'm going to be on
Uncharted. Look, you could have drive to Junior's and then Junior drive.
Yes, exactly. And you could just remote play on your Vita.
With what internet?
My hotspot.
I don't think Richard's internet is that good. That's a different story for a different podcast.
Jay, what have you been playing?
I haven't been playing much. I've been having a busy month, actually. But what I've been playing, playing Division. One game of Madden every 2 weeks. Just in a... kind of get my fill in whenever I don't want it.
I have to win out to fucking make the playoffs now.
Me too. High five, bro.
Well, you know, even if I win out, I'll make the playoffs. I don't think you make it. I think I'm like 5-7.
I'll take that final spot from you.
It's okay. Greg's on a fucking run. On a roll.
There's two undefeated teams, Greg and Charles.
Fuck Charles. Did Charles listen to this?
No.
Fuck Charles.
I'm not going to say anything because he knows how I feel already.
Well, I wanted you to stream. I wanted to see the game.
He plays again this week.
Motherfucker.
If the week advanced.
I swear to God, Charles, if you use those same two fucking plays, I'm going to go over and beat the fuck out of you at Mariano's.
Langford's out.
Oh, because I got him fucking injured for the season.
Can you, like, stream it so I can see this play?
Bro, it's three fucking plays. Three or two.
I just want to see him. I just want to see how he gets plays.
Pissed off because all you do is throw.
He wants me to run. And I'm like, no, I'm going to fucking launch
Why
it.
Why does he want you to run?
Bro, and so then...
All right, hold on. Let's talk about what I'm playing. Sorry. Before we talk about it, start ranting when you talk.
I'm already upset.
I know you are. Sorry. I can see it in your eyes. You're angry.
He's hangry.
I've been playing... I played The Division. I did a little bit of The Division. Like I said, I played Death Star. I've been on Ratchet and Clank.
Are you enjoying that?
Yeah.
I would say let me borrow it, but I'm going to be busy next week.
No, I'm never. I'm traded in for Uncharted.
What?
I'm gonna trade him for Uncharted.
Wow. Already?
When I play him, but yeah.
Adrian's gonna be so mad at you.
Oh, he will.
Oh, so you're not gonna. Oh, you're not gonna get it next week.
What?
Uncharted.
Yeah.
How are you gonna platinum it in 6 days?
Easy. I'm off tomorrow. I got nothing else to do tomorrow.
Play your damn game first. Nah, man. My goodness.
You're crazy. I already traded that in.
You make me crazy.
You're crazy, man.
You crazy, man. Madden me? That's a Cuban Madden.
It's got a Cuban on the
front. I played Death Star. That was one of the free games from last month. It's all right. It's fun. It's just, it has different ships in it, and it makes you be this one big ship, and it's really fucking slow, and I hate it. Your brother got me back into Call of Duty.
That's what I want to start getting back into.
So I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
I want to get into it too.
I stuck. You still got it? Huh? I really suck.
I want to trade into Call of Duty.
I was like, damn. I'm just bad at Call of Duty.
We used to be really good.
Yeah, but then we stopped playing and started playing all these other.
We need games. To get back into it. Once we finish.
Once Division, we beat Uncharted 4.
No, Division. Then we'll get back into it.
Bro, I need to play so much more of the Division. I'm addicted to it.
I'm 29, so I can. We can.
29.
How
can
we then keep on going?
I was going to, but Richard was going to make me laugh. I think I'm about 120 crabs away from a Taco Master Platinum.
Mm. Crabs.
That's all I'm playing. Oh, and we have to set up a date for part two of Outlast.
Yes. So in case you haven't seen that, go on to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/slightlyoverrated.
No, we don't have one. We don't have a URL because we don't have 100 subscribers.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, go to youtube.com and search for the Slightly Overrated Podcast and watch me and Richard play.
Did you post it on Facebook?
No, I have to.
Did I?
No, you did not.
No, I have to. Oh, because it was a live stream.
Yeah, fuck! Sorry.
Shut up, Dave. You're just jealous.
But it's recorded.
It's recorded on YouTube. Yeah, that's what I like about YouTube. David.
Yes, sir.
What have you been playing, sir?
I have been playing, not a lot, to be honest with you. I've been, I was working on my thesis this week, because I graduate next week, so, thank you. I'll be the first Martinez.
What is that?
In our family to ever graduate.
Jesse graduated.
He has associates.
He's still graduating.
I graduated with a bachelor's.
Gotta warm him up. He's gotta warm up.
He was just the one with everybody.
And then I start graduate school in fall, so. But anyway, so I haven't played a lot. The only time I get to play is at work, which is counterproductive, but. I've been playing Madden, so fuck you, Charles, using three plays. So the reason why he gets mad that he wants me to throw, and I just use Dan Patrick on him all the time, he gets pissed off. Because
you keep it close.
42-49?
Yeah. But that's because like he fucking pisses me off because he just runs it the whole entire time, and then he throws. So it's the same.
Andrew Luck has amazing stats.
It's because he uses three plays, and you can't. So he does HP toss.
Yes.
You can't physically stop it unless you have to control the person in the back and you have to run up to him. And then, first of all, Langford is not that good. He's breaking like four or five tackles. And then I can't wait until you guys play him because he's probably going to go to the Super Bowl with his cheating ass shit. And so then he does this. He has this one. He never goes into anything more than three wide receivers. It's always two receivers. And then really? He has this one play.
I'm always four wide receivers.
Two receivers and two tight ends. He has this one play where the right receiver just goes up and then right. and then the other one goes left and right. And then, of course, if you're in zone, you get beat every single time. Mm-hmm. Oh, or if you like do a- man, he's open to go in for the touchdown.
Or is it defensive holding because of man coverage?
And so there's no way of physically stopping that. So, Rich, I don't think you would be friends with anymore with Charles if you play against him. Like, seriously, like it.
You guys got mad at me when I used. Is that? I've opened my playbook.
Well, I didn't get mad at you. That was Richard.
I wasn't mad. I was disappointed.
That's how I feel about Charles right now. I hope he knows that.
Tell him, Richard. Tell him.
I have to beat him. I have to.
It's funny when you tell me what to tell him, and he's just like, oh, man, he feels so shitty. It's like, but I got to do what I got to do. I'm like, I get it.
I know, because he only has 2 interceptions on the season.
It's ridiculous.
Well, he's got 4 now. I think he's up to 4.
Okay.
But that's ridiculous.
I have, like, double digits for both Stafford and...
I have 3 quarterbacks, and they each have more than one.
He gets mad at me because my guy has a deep arm and he can't. So then he started going 3 back, 3 deep on me. So I was like, fuck. So I just had to do everything in the middle. So I did 4 verticals and I throw it to. So you know how you have 1 receiver, tight end, then the 3rd slot, receiver. And then the outside. I was just doing slot. I was like, fuck it. If he's going to keep on dropping back on me. And I have Crabtree and he has hands. So I've been playing that. Yeah. Man, I can't wait to draft because I have 2 first-round picks, I have 2 second-round picks, and I have 2 third-round picks.
Wow.
Yeah, I stacked because I traded Peterson. I got rid of Benjamin, so I'm drafting on defense, and I'm probably gonna try to get a stud running back. I'm ready. And Junior's probably gonna have a high pick, but
or not. That's none of my business. Linebacker.
Playing for the draft. Yeah, you can spend the rest of my season.
Is this 2 years of Jay not being in the playoffs?
Yep.
You're going to leave the Patriots?
No.
Bro, they're going to fire you.
That's fine. I'll go to the MLB.
The MLB.
And then I've been playing MLB The Show. I'm in my 5th year.
Already?
Well, because I only... Like, it's pretty quick. You should see how quick it is. I played probably 3 or 4 at-bats a game. You don't play, like, all of the offense. I mean, the defense. You just play a certain amount of defensive snaps. Or plays. So, I'm in my 5th year. I think I have close to 125 home runs. I'm a legend, basically. I probably have the highest arbitration salary ever. I won against it because I was with the Pirates. They traded me because I didn't want to sign a long-term deal, so I went to the Red Sox. I'm playing first base. I'm on 93 overall, and I make $20 million in my arbitration ruling. Wow. I'm the highest paid player in the league right now. Well, no, for the Red Sox, I would say. So, my next contract, I'm looking for maybe like a $35 million a year deal. Something like that. But we'll see. I have sponsorships. I have an Under Armour sponsorship.
You guys see Bryce Harper got extended to 2026?
Yeah.
He doesn't even need his MLB contract.
He's filthy rich. But yeah, that's all. Oh, and I've been playing Severed on Vita. Very good.
Polygon did give it a 9. It is on sale.
I like it a lot.
It's an easy play in them too. Apparently,
the game is really hard though.
Yeah,
really hard. No homo. Anyways, but that's it for me, guys.
Time for some news.
News. Stop! You can't do that.
I know.
Really? Shut up.
Come on. Richard, hit us with your news.
All I got. I don't really have news.
I saw you fucking dig it into your notebook.
Oh, we have 1 set of news, guys.
Oh. Uncharted 4.
Richard, how excited are you? Because you didn't even
like Uncharted. I've been waiting for this day since March 18th. Their original release date.
And then it was supposed to come out on his birthday.
The day before my birthday.
Then it got delayed again.
2 weeks after.
2 weeks before, they were like, oh, by the way, Richard, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, yeah?
Oh, you wanted Uncharted 4 for your birthday? Here's a delay.
They knew. They knew what they were doing.
Yep.
Can I say that we're all extremely looking forward to Uncharted 4?
No, I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
Infinite War.
I'm ready for the new Call of Duty game.
No, you're not, dude. It looks, you always say. It looks how many times awesome. Does he say this about games and just throw them in the trash?
He gets it, then he just waits the next one.
Right. He plays 1 week. He's like, "Oh man, I can't wait for the next one."
Bro, Infinite War looks like Mass
Destiny.
Effect.
I'm all about Destiny, guys. Dude, I'm tired of Destiny. Where's Destiny 2?
Let me tell you what I'm going to do with Infinite War. I'm going to throw that shit in the garbage, and I'm just going to play Modern Warfare.
Did you see that meme?
Rich doesn't like to waste money, so he's not going to throw it away in the garbage.
No.
He's going to go trade it in. I'll trade it in.
He's going to return it.
You got $40 right off the bat.
That's true.
Put that towards...
What else is coming out this
month? I just want to say, I'm really struggling with my hard drive space. You need please, Sony, announce PS4 Neo.
When Uncharted, what are you going to do in Uncharted next week?
I have to delete, like, everything. I deleted Metal Gear.
Are you putting it in your cloud, at least?
Well, no, I'm not deleting the save data. I'm only deleting the application itself.
Oh, the struggle. I remember those days.
I honestly hate it. I don't it's terrible.
Shut your ass. For all you Battlefront players out there, may the fourth be with you. If you play today, you will get 4,444 credits just for playing today.
About to open up right now.
Dude, you had to delete it, remember?
No, I still have.
A new Star Wars game is coming from Titanfall Studio Respawn Entertainment. Dishonored 2 did get a release date for November. I am excited about that. I did kind of like the first one. Kind of like.
Keyword. I didn't finish the first one.
Sorry.
did you just grope him?
Just fingered my elbow.
The Division 1.2 update will offer significant improvements for the loot system.
If that comes out next Tuesday, I'm going to flip out.
Why what?
That update.
I can play it right now.
For what, the Division?
The Division.
No, it came out.
There's a new update coming out. This one's, they haven't said when this one's coming out. They're
going to
give
update.
Us more details next week. That it comes out next week. If you have an Xbox One, the new games that came compatible today, where were they? I was really jealous.
They're garbage and garbage?
No, they were really good. The Force Unleashed 1 and 2, Star Wars, are now backwards compatible on Xbox One. There's a new LEGO Force Awakens PS4 bundle coming soon.
Speaking of LEGO LEGO Force Awakens. What? Get that free wallpaper today.
Yeah, you get a free Kylo Ren LEGO Force Awakens your wallpaper on your PlayStation theme. 4.
Yep.
Activision confirms that there will be no campaign co-op mode in Infinite Warfare.
Good.
Infinity Ward also stated that they're working on their own version of Zambies. So I'm pretty excited for that. I'll probably get it. I mean, I get every other fucking Call of Duty. Why not get this one?
Just
right?
Not put zombies in this one and just focus on
the game.
Modern Warfare.
But you saw what Sledgehammer did with Exo Zombies. Zombies is a new thing, bro.
I didn't care about that.
I didn't care about it. I found it too hard to be honest.
I honestly, I could care less for what event. Event Warfare was decent, but. But then you made me play for you had to you made me pay for Exo Zombies. Get the fuck out of here.
Exo Zombies was garbage.
Did you ever get DLC for Advanced Warfare? I didn't.
Advanced Warfare was my first 100% game.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Advanced Warfare.
You 100%ed it?
On 360.
That's Modern Warfare 2, buddy.
That's oh shit, my bad.
Fuck. No, I'm just kidding.
My bad.
A bunch of games got added to PlayStation Now. Rayman, all the Ratchet and Clanks, Sonic games.
Fallout 4 Harbor DLC release date announced.
Mm-hmm. When is that coming up?
May 19th. It's already 2 weeks out.
I don't think I could ever play a Fallout game.
Played a little bit of Fallout.
Three,
yes.
I did too, but then once it made me grow up, when I was a kid, I was like, man, fuck this game. Oh, no, wait, I got out of the vault, then I got attacked by an alien, I was like, man, fuck this game. Dead Island Definitive Collection is a go, and it's coming out very soon. Got a new trailer. What else?
Could be any movie updates.
Why are you getting movie updates?
Evolve developer working on a new game already.
Which one? Qual?
And the phone's taking forever.
Oh my goodness! For all you Wii fans out there, don't be sour. You will get Super Meat Boy. Which is a surprise. To see the Super Meat Boy going to Wii U. Just because of the type of game it is. You know what I'm saying?
Unknown name. Unannounced new. Described as a cutting edge game targeting next generation hardware.
Speaking of next gen, the new Call of Duty is only going to be sold on next gen.
Finally!
And just to reference the PlayStation 4 bundle for The Force Awakens.
Oh, wait.
Keeps on shocking me.
It's a 1 terabyte console. It comes with The Force Awakens Lego. Lego of The Force Awakens. And it also comes with Star Wars The Force Awakens on Blu-ray.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. This is the PS4 bundle?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to get that. I already bought Force Awakens. That's a pretty good deal. Does it have a price?
It's probably going to be the $349.99.
Yeah. I can see that. That's Dave.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Watch out.
What came out this week? Overwatch? Oh,
I got this. You got that? Article right here. Out this week, starting yesterday, the Tuesday, Battleborn was the main game that came out this week, PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
I think I want to pick it up.
What?
Battleborn. Or should I wait? It looks kind of good, actually.
Is that the one by 2K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or should I wait for Overwatch?
When they announced it recently, right?
Overwatch?
Past holiday season?
Yeah.
Shadow Complex Remastered. Downloadable on PS4 and Steam. Never Ending Nightmares PlayStation version. PS4 and Vita. Looks creepy as hell.
Shadow Complex.
What?
That comes out today, I believe so.
Oh, Shadow.
Or yesterday. Oh. That was the original Xbox 360 game that everyone loved. Did you ever play it, Rich?
No.
Heard it was really good.
Coffin Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
PS4 and Xbox One. The Park console version, PS4 and Xbox One. I
was thinking about picking it up.
I thought about it too.
I've never seen it.
You play first person as a mom, right?
Yep.
And her kid is missing,
lost at the park.
Who's a fan of amusement parks, and you're in there after hours, and the shit is effed up.
What?
If you haven't seen the official trailer, go ahead and watch that.
But it's only a 90-minute game.
It's only a 90-minute, but it got a 7 out of 10.
Probably isn't bad.
Which is pretty good.
Probably
from IGN, so if I have the balls to do it, I'll get it. I think it's like 10 or something. $11. Fragments of Him out for Steam and PC. Steam on PC. Push Me, Pull You. It's an interesting game from PS4. Video game about friendship and wrestling. Joined at the waist, wrestling. You and your partner share a single worm-like body.
And it looks like a fucked up game.
The outsports monsters for control of the ball. So it looks. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. Combines the best part of 2v2 local multiplayer with the worst parts of your last breakup. So something to play with while you're high. Probably wouldn't.
Because that's something we do.
Probably wouldn't take it seriously. But that's all that came out this week.
Insomniac has a new fastest selling game, and that is Ratchet & Clank on PS4.
And Ratchet & Clank, the movie bombed in theaters.
Unfortunately.
We should go see that.
I'll go see it. I mean, even if it bombed, I'll go see it.
Just me and you, not the kids.
Yeah, because an Adrian would want to play
it.
Not
like I want to go see it or anything.
I was talking about all of us, first of all.
You said me and you.
If you're an Xbox.
I said me and us.
No.
Mm-hmm. Let me reverse it.
Playback.
Me and us.
I like the Twitter actually tagged hashtags now.
Wait, what?
Oh, I see.
So if you put a hashtag, they can actually just click it.
I thought that was always a thing.
They recently did it.
No.
Anyway. That's all I got.
That's all I got. I didn't have any. I couldn't find any good video game news.
Alright, guys, it's time to get the fuck out of here. David has a long trip back home.
David.
Junior has a 15-minute drive back home, but he's always the last to come.
David.
Come on!
I don't know if we talked about this. I want to say one more thing.
I'm kind of disturbed by just looking at that.
You guys all remember that the Pokemon's re-released on the 3DS?
Yes.
Do
you guys know how much they fucking sold?
Over 5 million. Over
15 million?
1.5 million.
1.5 million.
We were way off.
Motherfucking ridiculous.
Crazy.
Pick a bee.
Alright, guys.
Fuck you, Nintendo. Always fucking bringing out old games to get more money. I hate you.
But it works.
But it works.
It works.
You're goddamn right.
Alright, guys. Let's get the fuck out of here.
We're getting the fuck
tomorrow, we're going to post up some pictures of me and Jay being drunk at a White Sox camp. Cinco de Mayo. Viva la Mexico. Pinche putos. Cabrones.
You don't even know what you're saying, do you?
No, I'm just saying.
The White Sox beat the Red Sox beat the White Sox 5-2. Roll down and drops to 1-4.
You can't win. Can't win tomorrow.
We'll win tomorrow. There's always the month.
Best record in AL.
There's always next year.
Shut up. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Episode 29 is in the fucking books.
In the books. Closed.
And we are out. Can I get a motherfucking ooh-wah?
Can I get a motherfucking ooh-wah? And remember.
Click.
Listen. Scrape. Repeat. Boom. How you doing, man?
Click. Thank you.